Anthropic plans public listing as AI race intensifies competition for capital. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Anthropic filed confidential initial public offering paperwork with the SEC on Monday to pursue a public listing in 2024, potentially marking the most significant market debut since the dot-com era. Anthropic was valued at over $965 billion in its most recent private fundraising round, exceeding OpenAI and #X27's $852 billion private valuation. Anthropic was founded by CEO Dario Amodei after he departed OpenAI following reported disagreements with OpenAI and #X27's chief executive Sam Altman. Anthropic, the five-year-old AI company behind the Claude chatbot, filed confidential paperwork with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday to pursue an initial public offering this year, setting up what may be the most consequential market debut since the dot-com era and forcing institutional capital to assign a price to artificial intelligence itself. The company, founded by Chief Executive Dario Amodei after he departed OpenAI following reported disagreements with that company's Chief Executive Sam Altman, was valued at more than $965 billion by private investors in its most recent fundraising round. That figure exceeds the $852 billion private valuation assigned to OpenAI, its most direct rival, also as of the most recent private round. The price and number of shares have not yet been set, Anthropic said. Amodei, whose departure from OpenAI seeded one of the most consequential competitive rivalries in technology history, now leads a company whose initial public offering will test whether public markets are prepared to validate the private valuations that have defined the AI investment cycle. No quote from an external analyst or institutional investor was attributed in the source material. What is on record, Anthropic told investors it expects to turn a profit in the first half of 2026, a milestone that neither SpaceX nor OpenAI can currently claim. The filing matters beyond Anthropic itself. OpenAI is reportedly also considering a public listing this year, and SpaceX is expected to pursue its own offering. If all three proceed, U.S. capital markets face a simultaneous test of depth and appetite at scale. Three companies each valued at or approaching the trillion-dollar range, seeking public capital in a single calendar year, would represent a concentration of listing risk without modern precedent. The valuation gap between private and public AI is about to close. Anthropic's $965 billion private valuation is built on assumed future growth, a standard caveat in late-stage venture rounds but one that carries unusual weight when the number itself approaches the GDP of a mid-tier economy. At that figure, public market investors buying an initial public offering would need to price in sustained, compounding revenue growth across years, not quarters. The structural comparison that matters here is the divergence between Anthropic and OpenAI. Anthropic's private valuation exceeds OpenAI's by $113 billion despite OpenAI's longer operating history and its relationship with Microsoft, one of the largest corporate partnerships in the history of the technology industry. That gap reflects the premium investors assigned to Anthropic's safety-first positioning, its government network deployments, and the profitability timeline Amodei has communicated to his investor base. The profitability claim is the linchpin. A company that turns profitable in the first half of 2026, before its initial public offering roadshow, enters the public market with a fundamentally different story than a loss-making peer. Investors pricing the offering will have actual earnings data, not projections. That is a rare condition for a technology company at this stage of growth. Anthropic's private valuation of more than $965 billion exceeds OpenAI's most recent private round valuation of $852 billion. Anthropic says it expects first half 2026 profitability. OpenAI is not currently profitable. The Department of Defense dispute adds regulatory overhang at the worst possible moment the initial public offering filing lands while Anthropic is engaged in active litigation against the U.S. government. The sequence of events matters for institutional risk assessment. The U.S. Department of Defense, in a $200 million contract awarded late in the prior year, insisted on contractual language permitting government agencies to use Claude 4, in the Department of Defense's framing, any lawful use. Amodei objected publicly, citing concerns that the language could permit deployment in mass domestic surveillance or fully autonomous weapons systems. President Donald Trump publicly denounced the company. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth prohibited U.S. government agencies from using Claude. Anthropic filed suit. Claude had previously achieved a notable first. It was the first modern AI chatbot and model deployed on classified U.S. government networks. That distinction underscores both the depth of the prior relationship and the magnitude of the rupture. The BBC reported that more recent signals from the White House suggest tensions may be cooling, but the lawsuit remains active. For institutional investors underwriting or anchoring a near-trillion-dollar listing, an unresolved legal conflict with the federal government is a material risk factor. The S-1, when published, will be required to disclose this litigation in full. Underwriters will price that exposure. The question is how much discount the market demands for a company simultaneously suing its largest potential government customer. What this signals, the regulatory risk that fintech companies like Wise face from European prosecutors parallels, in structural terms, the government contract risk Anthropic carries into its public debut. Wise's shares fell 17.5% after Belgian prosecutors confirmed a money laundering investigation focused on its European operations. Anthropic's litigation risk is different in character but similar in its capacity to reprice a listing at the worst moment in the roadshow cycle. Three mega listings, one window, the capacity test for U.S. capital markets. The convergence of Anthropic, OpenAI, and SpaceX as concurrent initial public offering candidates in 2026 creates a supply-demand dynamic that should concern any institutional allocator building a position in new issuance. SpaceX alone is expected to break stock market valuation records, according to BBC reporting. Anthropic at $965 billion and OpenAI at $852 billion are described as not far behind. The aggregate implied market capitalization across three listings could approach or exceed $3 trillion, a figure that dwarfs any comparable new issuance window in market history. The precedent that comes closest is the 2021 SPAC and technology listing cycle, which saw Rivian, Coinbase, and Robinhood all go public within months of each other. That window closed sharply in 2022 as rate hikes repriced growth assets. The 2026 cohort faces a different rate environment, but the absorption question is the same: how much new technology equity can institutional investors digest before secondary market pricing pressure begins to crowd out the next name in the queue? The order of listings matters. The first company to price will set the comp for those that follow. If Anthropic prices first and trades well on profitability, it pulls OpenAI higher. If it stumbles, every subsequent AI listing faces a harder pitch. Source: BBC, based on most recent private investor rounds and company statements. Amédée's differentiation play, safety as a moat, not a constraint. Dario Amédée built Anthropic on the premise that AI safety and commercial performance are not in conflict. The company's willingness to sue the Department of Defense over weapons deployment language is not idealism, it is a brand strategy with direct revenue implications. Enterprise customers, particularly in regulated industries such as finance, healthcare, and legal services, pay a premium for AI tools that carry demonstrable governance frameworks. Every public statement Amédée makes about limiting Claude's use in autonomous weapons systems reinforces that positioning with exactly the buyers who will determine Anthropic's commercial trajectory beyond government contracts. The market is beginning to price governance as a product feature rather than a compliance cost. Wise's 17.5% share price decline following the Belgian money laundering investigation illustrates what happens when a financial technology company's governance framework is called into question publicly. The inverse logic applies to Anthropic. A demonstrated willingness to forego government revenue in defense of stated principles is, for the right customer segment, a purchasing signal. The Plaquemines view the market is treating Anthropic's initial public offering as a valuation event. Plaquemines treats it as a governance event with valuation consequences. Here is the second-order argument the source coverage does not make: Anthropic's profitability timeline, its litigation posture with the Department of Defense, and its safety-first positioning are not separate storylines. They are a single coherent capital allocation thesis. A company that turns profitable before its initial public offering, sues the government to preserve its brand integrity, and enters public markets with a valuation premium over OpenAI is telling institutional investors that it intends to compete on margin quality and enterprise trust, not on scale or model ubiquity. That is a durable moat in a sector where compute costs compress margins and commoditization risk is real. OpenAI's reported pursuit of its own listing, at a lower private valuation and without current profitability, validates the relative positioning. The risk Plaquemines flags that others are underweighting. The $200 million Department of Defense contract dispute is not the last government procurement conflict Anthropic will face. As AI tools embed deeper into national security infrastructure, the tension between commercial AI governance and sovereign use cases will recur. Each recurrence is a potential headline risk during a period when Anthropic stock will trade daily on public markets. Private investors could absorb that volatility quietly. Public shareholders cannot. The private equity lens reads this as a classic growth with governance premium story, comparable to the premium CrowdStrike commanded over undifferentiated cybersecurity peers in its 2019 initial public offering cycle. The multiple held because the governance positioning proved durable. Anthropic's ability to hold that premium post-initial public offering depends entirely on whether the Department of Defense lawsuit resolves cleanly or becomes a recurring source of earnings call noise. One original framework worth tracking: if Anthropic prices above $965 billion and trades up in the first 30 days, it resets the floor for every subsequent AI listing. If it prices below or trades down, the open AI roadshow becomes structurally harder. The AI initial public offering cycle of 2026 is sequential, not parallel, even if the filings land in the same window. The bottom line: Anthropic's confidential SEC filing is the starting gun for the most consequential initial public offering cycle in a generation. The company enters public markets with three structural advantages none of its nearest rivals can match: a valuation premium over OpenAI, a credible first half 2026 profitability timeline, and a governance narrative reinforced by litigation rather than undermined by it. The active Department of Defense lawsuit is the single most important risk factor in the S-1 that has not yet been written. Institutional allocators should model two scenarios: a clean resolution that removes the overhang before the roadshow, and a prolonged conflict that forces underwriters to discount the listing. The spread between those two outcomes is where the trade lives. Forward-looking claim: if Anthropic prices and trades at or above its $965 billion private round valuation, the AI sector's public market discount, the gap between what private investors pay and what public markets will bear, closes to near zero, and every late-stage AI private round reprices upward before the end of 2026.